Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Ted's up and out. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's great to see everybody here. Oftentimes, food is a mainstay in TV shows and film alike.
Sure.
I just got done watching Black Rabbit. Highly recommend.
There's also The Bear. Restaurant shows are all the rage. Then there's what, Food Network?
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations.
Mm-hmm. Who's the guy that screams profanity all the time?
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. So these are just the 16 greatest food scenes in the history of Hollywood.
All right.
They're pretty, I'd say, iconic. Some of them, the food's the most important part. Some of it's just a good scene.
Okay. Right. How about you tell us what was going on?
And we'll guess the movie.
We'll try to guess the movie.
Okay. Two people drinking milkshakes.
No Country for Old Men.
No.
Damn it.
Drinking milkshakes.
Two people drinking milkshakes. And that's...
Is that When Harry Met Sally?
$5 for a milkshake? Oh.
Is it a mob movie?
No, but he's an Italian guy.
Throw Mama from the Train.
Pulp Fiction.
See how we go Kahuna Burger.
Throw Mama from the Train. Such a good guess.
Pulp Fiction might show up again on this list. Right.
Oh, yeah.
As they say, right, it's just the whole thing. It's Pulp Fiction. Vincent Vega is completely blown away by the fact someone would pay $5 for a milkshake. I got to try that. Also, a good reminder, kids, don't do heroin.
Side note.
Ted's right.
All right, now this is the one I wouldn't expect Mike to get.
All right.
It's a classic film. It's not a vacation film.
All right.
Man, nobody's ever done it. They're outdoors.
Nobody's ever done
That's
it.
A giant hit.
What's his name? Hey, get no respect. What's his face?
Ronnie Dangerfield?
Back to School?
Jesus, man, I thought you guys would know this.
No,
the old 96er. In the Great Outdoors?
I don't know if I remember that.
I don't remember it as well as you do. I know
John
I've seen
Candy?
It. Right.
He goes in there and he's like, kind of like your story with the Dagwood. They go in that restaurant and he's like, I'll get the 96er. And they're like, oh, nobody's done it. And it's like this whole challenge.
Oh, right. Yeah. Does he do it?
And then the chef's like, and the gristle.
Right. That's
he's like,
right.
Not the fat. He's got to eat the fat. They're like, eat the fat. The old 96er. Yeah, I thought you two would be all over that one. This one, I don't know. I never saw this movie. So I'll just give you a hint. The Flounder Girl is in it.
Flounder Girl. Halibut Chick, Amy Taylor-Joy. What's her name?
Yeah. Anya Taylor-Joy.
Anya Taylor-Joy, the Flounder Chick.
Is that the menu?
It is the menu, Mike.
I actually just saw that recently.
Is that the one they're on the island?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a psychological horror film based around their obsessions tied to fine dining and three Michelin experiences.
Mm-hmm. I did watch that movie.
It was an interesting watch.
And it wasn't great, wasn't bad, but...
Yeah.
So they say the whole scene with the cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's a weird movie, but I won't give anything away.
You called her a halibut.
Well, someone had said she looks like a halibut, but once you said the flounder girl, I'm like, okay, she looks like a fish. A sexy fish, Mike.
All right, again, this is an older movie. This guy's a legendary actor, legendary scene.
Paul Newman, Cool Hand Luke.
Boom!
All right.
How did you know that already?
Because he said legendary actor, so that narrows it down. You got Redford, Newman, Nicholson, whatever. And then I'm like, Paul Newman eating all those freaking boiled eggs.
Oh, right? I thought he was eating his own line of product.
No, he's eating 50 eggs.
Yeah. Try the salad dressing. This
right.
is amazing.
It could have been any number, right? 25, 30, 35. Luke just thought, I could eat 50 eggs, which somebody said, nobody can eat 50 eggs. Then he specific to the hour as the time limit. And basically, he was just like, no, I'm going to do this.
And he ate 50 eggs.
He did. This one should be a pretty easy hint. Again, we're going over 16 famous foods and films.
Oh, damn it. Which movie was that? Hang on. Man, if you did that now, people lose their freaking mind. I cannot. It was a comedy. I cannot think of the movie. God.
Christmas Story.
Yes.
After the dogs eat all the turkey and everything, they go to the Chinese restaurant.
Right.
Oh, my God. They have duck. And remember the guy's like, sing the song. And they keep saying, it's not rah, rah, rah. It's la, la, la.
Right. No, like,
it's in the movie, folks.
Right.
All right. Don't kill the messenger.
All right.
Simply the messenger here. You know, you're right. When I say it out loud, it sounds much, much worse. let's see. Has anybody seen Birds of Prey?
No.
Mike? All right.
No.
Harley Quinn and the BEC sandwich?
Nope. Don't know.
Yeah. Bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich devolving into a chase. Basically, I don't know. It's an iconic scene for an otherwise forgettable film.
Okay.
Forgettable film.
Yes. Thurl brought this one up earlier. Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, noodle sucking.
Yeah. The spaghetti. I always think she's the tramp, but it's not.
Right, and the tramp is just like a occasionally employed person.
Yeah.
Oh. I know, when you think of a tramp, you say like a tramp stamp, right?
So
you think,
yeah.
Well, it makes sense then in its other context.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, this one disgusts me. I don't know. You two should know this for sure.
Alive.
No, well, no, they eat the butt first. Oh. I remember that. It's a legendary franchise.
All right.
He's always discovering stuff. He's going to other places.
Indiana Jones?
Quigley Down Under.
Snakes for Dinner. Indiana Jones.
I don't remember Snakes for
Temple
Dinner.
Temple of Doom.
Oh.
Yeah. They serve like live snakes hidden underneath another dish.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Why do I not remember that scene?
I don't remember.
Indiana Jones! I remember that.
Well, that's always kind of a thing in Indiana Jones, right?
Snakes always pop up, right?
But he hates them.
He hates them amazingly, yeah.
Yeah.
Then in real life, he's like, they don't bug me at all.
Oh, really?
He's that guy. Yeah, he's like, snakes, spiders, none of that stuff bugs him. But Indiana Jones, like, hates all that stuff.
Which is weird, digging around all those temples and stuff.
Yeah, you would think, like, if snakes freak you out, maybe don't be an archaeologist in
Correct.
The jungle.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Now, here's a movie I've never seen, but Matilda and the Chocolate Cake.
I'm assuming they eat a chocolate cake.
Yeah, they say one of the great, one of the 10 great.
Oh, Matilda. Okay, so she is, she's a housekeeper.
All right.
All right. And she is employed, so to speak, by the house masters.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman is a complete bitch. So she basically makes her a little cake bun after taking a crap in it.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Serves it to her and lets her eat it. Is that the wrong movie?
That is the complete.
Yeah. What is it, The Help? Is that The Help?
Did you just make that up?
No, that's The Help.
No, Mike's this is like, chocolate cake. They say the scene alone
was a punishment.
Caused 10% increase in chocolate cake sales nationwide.
That's so that's probably not it.
That's The Help.
What happened to Matilda?
She didn't eat no poop?
No. Oh, this is a kid's movie.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah.
It's got, okay. So.
I put that in a kid's movie.
What? Oops, wrong movie. My bad, kid.
Sorry.
No, what happened?
She's been listening since she was two.
No, there is a terrible, terrible woman. There is a woman who's a complete bitch in the movie, Miles and Trenchbull. But she has this big old cake. There's this kid that's a little bit on the portlier side who sneaks a bite of
Husky.
The cake. Husky, thank you. Sneaks a bite of the cake. And then the punishment is that, you know, I don't know if it's a school. I don't know what it is. But all the kids have to stand there and line up and wait for this one kid that took the bite. They put them out there right in front of everybody and make them eat the entire cake.
Yeah. Okay.
So no one pooped in the cake.
It was The Help after she eats and she goes, eat my ass.
Right.
Well, that's The Help. I told you the movie's called
Matilda. I know. I just, for whatever reason, I got them confused.
Just widely different films.
I know that. I can see that now.
Yeah, I see that now.
Number 7 on this list. We brought it up a little bit earlier. Fake orgasm.
Oh, when Harry Met Sally.
Yes. They're a famous Cat's Deli. Cat's Deli is awesome. I know you can get their stuff shipped out, too, if you're ever looking into it.
The original title was When Sally Revealed She's Harry.
Yeah, and when you go into Cat's Deli, they have a sign.
Of course.
If you're that big of a fan, you could sit in that booth if you want to.
But you have to fake orgasm.
Right. And if you like Jewish delis, just heads up. You don't want to fly to New York, go to Palm Springs, go to Sherman's.
Right. Also, you can get it on Gold Belly.
Ooh.
Cat's you can.
Yes.
Not Sherman's.
Whatever.
All right. Another Tarantino movie. This one is a good one about killing Nazis.
Inglourious Basterds.
All right. Correct. The strudel scene. Remember Right, she's sitting there. She comes face to face with Hans Lander, her tormentor, and the man she's out to extract revenge on. And as I say, it's dripping with tension from start to finish. And I love it. He orders the strudel.
He is so awesome in that.
And then, right, and he's like, oh, you got to put the cream on it and this and that. I know that guy's a good actor.
He's a
I have
very
seen
good
him
actor.
In other films. Yeah. But he is so good at being an evil Nazi and a glorious bastard.
Like, that's the first time I'd ever seen him.
Right, so it's hard. It took me a while to be like.
He's a very good. He plays nice guys too, but man,
sometimes
if that's your introduction to him, you're like, wow.
Why is that pipe so big? this one's kind of fun. These are famous food scenes from movies. A goofy movie. They're eating pizza.
Oh, not poop.
Jesus. we're talking about Tarantino. He shows up again. He loves food and feet. Everybody should know that.
Kahuna Burger.
Kill Bill.
the Kahuna Burger from Pulp Fiction.
Right.
Mm. That is a tasty burger. Basically, it's just Samuel L. Jackson. They say, made a career off this scene alone, killing it from start to finish. And it is a great scene.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome in that movie.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see Hook?
Peter, I never saw it.
Yeah. So Peter and the Lost Boys, they have that famous meal where he kind of figures out, like, that's what they're doing. So it's not actually there, but they're eating it. But in the film, they add, like, color and stuff.
Okay.
So it's kind of legendary. A movie called Chef, the Grilled Cheese. If you're looking for a serious scene, it's simply impossible to watch this clip without craving a grilled cheese. For those who paired grilled cheese at home, the scene offers up everything they'll ever need to know. And then one of my famous movies, gangster movie. It's a very specific scene. They've all gotten locked up.
Is it Goodfellas when they're making the sauce?
Goddamn right. Good call, Miles.
Is it?
Sundays
and
in prison.
And they pooped in the sauce.
Gotta slice that garlic.
That's exactly the picture with a razor thin.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And they're bringing in stuff, and it's Sundays in prison, and that's what Italians do on the East Coast, right? You get together, you got to make gravy or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, zero poop in the food.
No fecal
no
matter.
Oregano.
Oh, I know Matilda.
I highly recommend you rent it tonight.
She pooped in the cake.
No, she didn't. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.